thinking real estate with the Schlecky family is back. Welcome back.
Thanks. I didn't know we were queuing up.
Where have you been?
I didn't hear our music.
Where have you been?
I've been up north most of the pandemic.
Have you?
Yeah. Yeah, I spent most of my time up north. Yeah. But coming down here from time to time and, you know, got things I have to do. But, you know, the thing is, I got rid of my airplane because no longer have to go anywhere. All the courts are doing everything by Zoom. Federal courts are doing by a different virtual platform. So there's no place to have to travel to. So, but, yeah, yep, been busy.
You know, got rid of his Donzie, too.
I also got rid of my speedboat, so that toy's gone. I don't have any more toys. I must be getting old or something, Greg. Yeah.
No, you have that golf cart that you use a remote control for. Yeah, That's quite a toy.
Was you having a garage sale?
No, I picked that.
Yeah, exactly, right?
I bought the... have you ever seen these things? Because you have push carts at golf courses, right? You put your clubs on. Well, this is electric, and it's got a remote control on it. And so you just hit it and goes down.
I've seen them.
Goes down the fairway.
Called a bat cart or something?
Called Bat Caddy, and it's great. But I play, I mentioned to you before, I'm a member at Red Hawk up in Tawas City. And the beauty there is I'm the only person allowed to walk because I know what I'm doing. I play later in the day, et cetera. So what I do is I send the Bat Caddy down the fairway, and I walk the edges. It's heavily wooded. There's swamp, et cetera. So far this season, I've found a little over 1,800 golf balls just walking along the edge.
You're kidding.
I'm not kidding.
Are you in business?
I give them to...
I told them to put them in... egg cartons and sell them at the side of the street.
Yeah.
Okay, my hourly rate doesn't justify my selling golf balls. So,
but if you're golfing, I don't know that you're getting your hourly rate.
Hard-boiled.
Right?
I gave 1,000 plus to the golf team. I give them to the cart kids, give them to the staff out there. And I hit them at the range, and I still end up having more than I started with. So I
you know, it's nice to have
them.
A hobby.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. So, but yeah, no, it's been a good summer, I would say. Good summer up north. Weather's been terrific. It's good.
You're looking good, health.
Yeah, I've been staying healthy. Laura's been staying healthy. You look pretty good, too. So.
Well, thank you.
I think you look quite handsome, as I told you earlier. Your wife must be happy with you.
So,
she's delighted with
you. Yeah, but when I'm down here, I've been playing with a buddy of mine by the name of Pete Brown, who I've known for years, and he's old like me, but we always walk, except yesterday we played a golf course we discovered this year, which is Concord Hills. And I'll tell you what, it's not an easy trip. Track, but it's a lot of fun to play. So we've been doing that, and then we've been alternating between Ella Sharp and Lakeland. So it's been good.
Cool.
Jackson has a lot of golf courses.
Yeah. Yep.
Many to pick from, and lakes. It's one of the good reasons to live here.
It is. Yeah.
And my summer, of course, was door knocking, and then I was sad when I lost the primary, but I got a good respite in August, so ready and raring to go.
Okay. What's up?
What's up? You wanted to talk about something. Tell them about that article you read this morning in the...
That's what I've got. I've pulled it up, because the market has been just red hot, or was red hot. Here it is.
I was just looking to see what the article.
Yeah, it's in Fortune magazine, and the headline: "This chart shows why the housing market may see an end of September shock." The worst of the 2021 bidding wars look like they're in the rearview mirror as the red hot housing market finally cools down a bit. Since bottoming out this spring, the number of homes for sale is up 30%, which means your inventory is going up. Sure, some of that can be attributed to seasonality, but the bigger reason is buyers are finally balking at insane prices, which have risen 18% over the past 12 months. Another factor, edgy sellers who don't want to miss out on profits may be rushing to put their homes on the market and may feel a bit more comfortable moving now than they did when the pandemic was raging unchecked. Then there's another reason.
I think people during the pandemic wanted bigger space. And so that's one of the reasons we saw such an uptick. But in August is usually our slowest month because that's when people realize they haven't taken their vacation and school starts. Yeah. I don't know whatever happened to school starting after Labor Day, but long gone, I guess. Yeah. What did that last, a couple of years?
Just up north.
Yeah, and then, they got to do their school shopping. So August is typically our slowest month.
Yeah, but that's not what's going on.
Well, I'm just, that's normal. That's in a normal market.
Right.
We're coming off COVID, and then we're starting back up on Delta variant.
They're talking about 18% rise in price. I was reading another article this morning. It was 24.8% rise over a year ago. I mean, prices have just gone bonkers. They were insane, but it's now cooled off. You're seeing that. Agents that I deal with see it. But
and
another
I think one
reason
of the reasons people could pay more, though, was because our interest rates were so low.
That's still true. They're still low.
That they could justify the higher price because the payment.
I'm here to tell you another reason why the boom market is coming to an end, and that is, and the article points this out, the mortgage forbearance program, which is a federal program, which allows some borrowers to pause their payments, is set to begin winding down.
And that was a result of COVID,
September.
Right?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay.
Set to begin winding down on September 30. There's still 1.7 million borrowers who are enrolled in that program. Not all of these struggling borrowers are going to be able to afford the payments. Some of them will simply sell rather than restart paying. That, of course, means more inventory. As Fortune has previously reported, this will shake the housing market. In a nation of more than 80 million homeowners, 1.7 million might not sound like a lot. In other words, 1.7 borrowers are going to get off of this program. That is until you consider there are only 1.3 million homes for sale. So if all of the borrowers in this forbearance program put their homes up for sale, you're more than doubling the inventory.
Of course they won't.
They won't, right. Keep in mind that not every borrower will exit forbearance at the same time. Instead, they'll be phased out over several months. But the largest chunk, estimated at nearly 452,000 borrowers, are expected to drop out of the program at the end of this month. So
drop out of
the forbearance.
Because
the forbearance program is ending. They don't qualify.
Because they don't have a choice.
Right.
Right.
Correct. Yeah, they're not doing it voluntarily.
But, you know, I don't think banks are going to be dumb enough to do what they did in the 2008, 2009, 2010.
That wasn't stupidity on the part of the banks. They were forced to do that by virtue of their reserve
requirements. I'm sure they learned. I guess my point is that they probably learned from that time frame, and they'll work with borrowers to help them stay in place.
You're a Pollyanna. You're truly a Pollyanna.
But the
banks don't necessarily have that ability. I mean, you got to remember that most banks aren't local anymore, like County National and some of the others. If those banks, they're more apt to work with you, okay? Which is a reason to use a local lender. I mean,
that's one of many reasons.
You know, full disclosure, we've got a relationship with County National in terms of loans, et cetera. But one reason we do is because it's much better dealing with that local. I think. Much easier if and when things ever go south again.
You can talk to
the local. Yeah, you can talk to them. You got somebody to talk to, as opposed to having to deal through the MERS mortgage electronic registration system. Oh yeah. Yep. But, the market has been just bonkers. A good example, a cottage two doors down from us. They got, I think it's 40 feet of frontage.
but it has two houses on it.
Two tiny houses. Two tiny.
No, they're not tiny houses because there's now a definition for a tiny house.
The buyers set the market, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, the demand does. I don't care what you're asking for.
But we're in a market that's softening. So the problem in the market now is for a seller is pricing it right. Because if you price it too high, it's going to sit there.
It's going to sit there, right.
That's always the case.
Yeah.
Yes,
but
correct.
So, You find that you never know, you don't know you've hit the top until the market starts going down. But once it starts going down, you could start chasing it until it bottoms out. Then you don't ever know, you don't know that it's bottomed out until it starts going back up, right? So you're always chasing the market.
Right, and you miss the peak is what happened.
Your best bet is at this point to price it lower, and if it is priced too low, it will bid up to the price that it should be.
When that's what was happening in the spring and summer until this last month is it was insane. People were bidding. You'd get 5, 6, 7 offers, people offering on a house and bidding it up above the list price. And we hadn't seen that for a number of years.
Right.
But that's pretty much.
But each market that's unique brings in a new way of doing business. So, for example, when the market hit bottom in 08, 09, 010, or yeah, 10.
010.
010. I'm creating my own year. Anyhow, when it reached bottom, there was a system created where it sent out for highest and best. That didn't exist until that time frame. I mean, it may have existed, but not.
I don't know. I mean,
the other thing that came to fruition then was that we had to see letters of approval, and we had to see cash in the bank.
Highest and best was not a product of the market. That was a product of the lenders, because the lenders did not want to go through bidding wars, go back and forth. They would simply say, give me your highest and best offer out of multiple offers, and that's it.
It came out of that market. It became a staple because of that market.
Yeah,
you
don't always take the highest.
No, you don't.
Highest and best. It could be a cash offer that's actually lower than a high FHA.
When a realtor, when an agent for a seller has multiple offers and says to the seller, well, let's just send out a blast to the people that are interested, give us your highest and best offer, we'll take that. That's laziness. Because what you should be doing as an agent is working with a seller to ratchet up those different offers, understanding that you don't want them all to go away. But the instant you say highest and best, you've just eliminated the ability to negotiate one against the other against the other. And it's a product either of laziness or ignorance.
But the point of the whole conversation is, out of different types of markets come new ways of doing business. In that market, we became very familiar with highest and best. We became very familiar with proof of funds, so to speak. This market, the new norm may be pricing the property a little bit lower and letting it bid itself to what the market will bear.
Yeah, that's fine, except the sellers don't do that. Sellers, they're... You know, Greed is good. What happens is sellers see what's happening. You're a seller. You put your home on the market now, and your neighbor down the street, oh my gosh, they sold it for X amount of dollars. It's comparable to my property. Well, the problem is that you didn't sell it a month ago or 6 weeks ago. They sold it at the top of the market. You're now not at the top of the market. The market is decelerating. And so now you've got to understand, you're not going to get that same price. You're going to have to be realistic about what the market is currently. And, I mean, it's not just seasonal. You know, you can attribute some of that to seasonality, as you talk about, before August and people are going back to school and they all want to move before school starts. Now you're going into the cooler season. You're going into when the market isn't as hot. But you have these other factors as well. Sellers don't understand that. They just don't get it.
Well, that's why you have to educate them.
Well, that's why you have to have a good...
That's why we do this radio show, isn't it? To educate everybody?
Absolutely.
I met a guy I went to the Arts and Apple show in Rochester yesterday. Had this conversation with an artist who just got his real estate license.
Okay.
So
figuring it's easier to sell real estate than sell art.
He's probably listening.
Or apples.
He lives in Brighton, right.
He's probably listening to the show now.
You think so?
I said, if you want to get educated, listen to our show.
Mr. Artist.
Yeah. But it's interesting what's happening. And then the fact is there are all kinds of different factors that are at play, whether it's seasonality, whether it's interest rates, whether it's the mortgage forbearance program.
There are
these different factors, and they all coalesce to create this hot market toward the end of the pandemic. And I think that, I don't know if you said this.
So what, 2 months ago, you're getting all these multiple offers, right?
Just a month ago.
And now,
well, even now. I mean,
now you see it tailing off?
Yeah.
I see it softening.
Yeah, it's softened. There's no doubt. And I see it, too, just from the agents and brokers that I talk with, that things are softening. And one of the other issues now is, you know, all of these individuals who were in jobs before the pandemic got laid off or slowed down or simply decided they want a different job, they look at what the real estate market is doing and they say, you know, I think I'll go get a real estate license and I'll go start selling real estate, because it's got to be just ridiculously easy to do.
It's not that easy.
It's not that easy.
It's not a part-time job. I mean, if you're in real estate part-time, I used to do orientation at the association, and the first thing I'd say, if you're here because you want to drive a fancy car and have fancy things because you think that's what realtors have, and do it part-time, then close your book and leave.
Well, unless you're married to a lawyer. If you're married to a lawyer, then you can have a fancy car.
Yeah,
you can have fancy clothes. You can have all sorts of
Wait,
things.
Wait, maybe it's the other way around.
Right.
Oh, really? I beg to differ with that. But I will tell you, the legal business is bonkers. It's just, you know, there's the traditional.
Well, that I'll never changes.
I know. Well, you got to remember, though, the courts were shut down for a year, really.
Yeah.
And
are
some
they
open courts.
Now you got to catch up.
Not all courts, yeah. Not all courts are open. And some are starting to do in person. But
is
no,
there a,
most,
still an eviction moratorium?
No, the moratorium expired.
Okay. I didn't know if they re-upped
it. At the end of August. No, the eviction moratorium expired. But the program exists, the federal program. They put billions and billions of dollars into this federal program to assist tenants to pay the rent. And all of these funds have been sitting around. I just was reading an article either yesterday or this morning, can't remember which, about how now I think even Jackson County is going to start distributing the funds. But these funds have been sitting there. I don't know whether it's lack of application, but the landlords and tenants can file a joint application to get access to the money to be able to pay the rent.
It could be the organization holding the funds, which I think in Jackson County is the Community Action Agency.
I don't know who it is.
Maybe understaffed also as a
could
result.
Could be. I mean, everybody's understaffed.
And they were remote also, which doesn't help the situation.
Yeah. No, everybody's understaffed.
And I understand there's some more vouchers coming out for Section 8. I think I just read that from one of the
Well, this program is entirely different from Section 8. This
no,
has nothing to do with
that.
Section 8.
I'm just throwing that out there because Section 8 vouchers were hard to get. And not that they're going to be easy to get, but there are more coming out.
But
from what I understand.
There are all kinds of things happening. Fortunately, you know, we're coming out of this pandemic. I mean, we're vaccinated. You know, I don't want to get political about it. And trying to get out of this. I was part of the polio vaccination trials back when I was in elementary school, in the 1950s.
Yeah.
Because Park Davis was located in Rochester, where I grew up. And, I mean, you know, we've eradicated polio, measles, mumps, diphtheria, all that stuff. Anyway. All right, Laura, you're on.
I am?
Yeah.
Are you selling anything?
Yeah, we've been very busy. We've had quite a few buyers. And,
you want to sell
sellers.
Something today?
Yeah, I'm used to having my computer in front of me and doing it remotely, so okay. I'm going to have to go from my memory. 600 Royal Drive is down to 99,000, and that's a two-bedroom, one-bath. It's a Jack and Jill bathroom. It's got a nice enclosed porch. It's a really good size yard right on the corner of Royal and Morris. It's just outside the city limits, north of town in Blackman Township, so taxes are affordable, and you're close to the city, so you've got kind of the best of both worlds. Got a short sale down in Hillsdale County on Elm Road. It sits on 40 acres, and it's $450,000.
Got a beautiful tract of land out on Skiff Lake that we're now putting up for sale, or have put
well,
up for sale.
Well, we've had it up for sale.
Yeah, but not before the pandemic, not before we showed up in person.
Well, see?
We should tell people we're here in person in the studio for the first time since the pandemic.
They probably can tell.
Long time.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Year and a half.
That's how we know Greg looks so amazingly.
He's got
handsome.
For listeners,
so
he has a beard
Greg
now.
A
he's got
time.
A beard.
Please.
He's blushing.
Yeah.
But yeah, so 8 acres on Skiff Lake with 250 feet of frontage, a 750-foot, 7-foot wide boardwalk takes you from the uplands out to the lake. With a boat launch and an area parking area. Out there, so you could put a nice little trailer out there, right on the. That's what I wanted to do, and go.
How about
sit
a house?
Now Eagle, formerly DEQ, you're not going to be able to put a structure out there.
Not by the water. There's a beautiful.
It's a huge tract, beautiful tract of land overlooking the lake and the pond there. Yeah, that's elevated. It's a beautiful spot for a house.
Can you camp there?
You could.
Yeah,
I mean,
sure.
Well, yeah, but there's no. I mean, yeah, of course you could. Yeah, but
okay.
For the price we're asking, I think you're going to want to do more than put a tent on it. You're going to want to put a nice house on it.
I enjoy it. So $299,000, and Skiff Lake is a private lake. It's just a beautiful lake.
And great for skiing.
Yeah, beautiful little area. What else? So I didn't get to finish Elm Road. That's $450,000. Really big brick house with a pool. It needs a hug because it's a short sale. But apparently down in that area, the house could probably bring $600,000 or $700,000 if it were in great shape. So
where's that at?
It's in Hillsdale County on Elm Road.
Oh, okay.
Hudson, Michigan.
Beautiful Hudson.
Yeah.
So and we've got an apartment coming up, really pretty one-bedroom first-floor unit at 217 3rd Street. I've got a one-bedroom, I got another one-bedroom, and I've got a fully furnished that we rent out on a week or a month basis. So if you've got corporate coming in or family coming in for a while, there's some options there. And if you're looking to buy or sell, I'm certainly hoping that you call me. If you're thinking about real estate, you should be thinking Laura Dwyer Schlechty at Thinking Real Estate.
Call
780-3800.